Hi, guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast. I sound like a walking dead because my voice is bad. I think I have a cough. I'm coming down with something. I'm already down with something. I don't know. But I'm not alone. Prince is here. Something fun is about to happen.
That shout sound manly.
And I just know there's not a single masculine shout you have in you.
All right, cool.
So anyway, Prince is getting ready for something very interesting.
Are you saying anybody's name?
I don't even know the person's name. But Prince is getting ready to go on a date. It's so exciting. He has popped out his favorite pink shirt.
Fuck off. It's my best.
So you know that it's a serious date. And he likes the girl in question because he has popped out his favorite pink shirt.
Yes.
He's gonna put on shoes.
Yes.
If you know Prince is like a Pam, he's a Pam kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Proper slippers. Not set slippers, but like, you know. But he's pulling out his shoes. He's pulling out the All Stars. There are like so many options. There's the Nike.
Do you want to say I should wear this?
There's the Nike. There's
all
the All Stars. I feel like I go for the All Stars because it's very like.
It's really like nice.
So many options, but we've decided to go with the All-Stars. Just because, you know, we're trying to make a good impression. Oh, sorry, roll intro, no vex.
Oh, yeah, roll intro.
Yeah!
So, hi guys, to avoid saying the person's name, this episode might come out or not come out, depending on if it goes well. I'm going to avoid semantics. What does semantics mean, Nico?
I don't know how to explain, but it's words, basically.
Okay, to be honest, I thought semantics meant beating around the bush.
No.
Think about it. Oh, Prince is going on a date. Technically, we're just meeting as friends. Which one of them is interested in the other?
Semantics.
It's the same thing.
Semantics was the whole subject. It was a whole course.
The ability of semantism is what?
So, no. You're chatting shit. You're just talking rubbish.
All right, cool.
So, semantics... That's what I said.
Without all this...
Because you talk rubbish a lot.
Semantism. Go on Google now and just check what semantics is.
I put my phone on.
No, it's not. Oh, you put it on airplane mode.
Yeah, airplane mode.
All right. Okay, so the name of the person is called Blip because I'm avoiding saying.
Her name is Blip.
Okay. Can you give me the phone?
Blippi.
I'm going to.
Do you know there's a show on YouTube called Blippi? It's for young kids.
It's too close to your mouth. You're going to.
Do you know there's a show for young kids called Blippi? It's for young kids.
Why do you know about shows for young kids?
Because I.
We're supposed to meet by two. I'm showing Nicole her pictures. Before you react, wait.
You've not shown me the pictures.
No, that's our media on WhatsApp.
Oh.
You can also show D1. D1 is here, by the way. He chooses not to talk because he's tired of us embarrassing him on the podcast. Because even I say we're an embarrassment. So I met her a while ago. Actually, I met her on Twitter. But they said I have to pay for Twitter Blue to DM her. So I went on Instagram and I DM'd and she responded. It's just you have more characters. You can post more text. You know, normal Twitter has a screen time. Do you know? Normal Twitter has a screen time. And the screen time is, I don't even know how many hours, but you can't use it all day, like Instagram. They will time you out. So you have to pay. They just restrict a lot of things. And you also earn money from it. So until you pay for Twitter Blue, you won't be eligible to get money from Twitter. But that's why you now see people tweet more and the engagement and negativity is now hectic there. But I say all this to say that's how our Instagram was set up. Twitter was set up. I did not like it. So I went to Instagram and I DM'd. And Nico, are you even here?
I'm here. Just...
And we started talking. She exchanged numbers because she was responding late. Then we started talking. And since then... She has been my night pal in terms of we talk every night when I'm working and we just talk about life. She asks questions. Her first question to me which should normally scare me off, was, do you have money? And I had to answer that question. And it was so weird because I've never gotten that question before. Then initially I was like, oh, typecast. I know what this babe wants. Oh, I know what she's interested in. Yeah, my trouser is torn. Nico is looking at my torn trouser. Anyways, going on and knowing her, I know it's not that kind of, she's not that kind of person. Do you understand? It's like, oh, money will buy me, buy, so. So that was cool. So I'm a little bit excited. No, I'm excited and scared because this is the first time I'm going to be meeting in person. And I don't know if I'm the right energy for it. Even though I believe I am, I'm just having a lot of, what do you even call that thing? Semantism. Sorry, I'm just having a little bit of
anxiety.
Yeah, I'm anxious about it. It's supposed to be happening by 2. It is currently 10:04. You know what we're going to do? We'll make this a two-part. Not a two-part. We'll record this. We'll pause. I'll go there, come back by God's grace. Then we'll record the ending. If it went well or if it did not go well,
I think
it will be much better. Yeah, so, yeah.
Very, very live action. Yeah. Very, very in the moment.
How do I solve anxiety? Tell me as I look for trouser.
Reese is looking for the trouser to wear. I feel like at the end of the day, it's the most generic thing. They'll tell you, be yourself, mm-hmm. be calm, you know. Like, you don't have to all of a sudden change from the person she has been chatting with to, like, a completely different person. So, like, you guys just meeting is just, like, officially putting a face to the voice. Even though, obviously, like, you know, you guys have been in communication for a while. You've exchanged photos, blah, blah, blah. She knows what you look like. But it's just meeting officially. That's what's giving you anxiety.
Yes.
But just have fun. Have your normal regular conversations about similar things you guys have in common.
Who was in is by 5.
What's the name of the film?
There was this one by Andrew Statham.
Jason Statham. The Beekeeper.
No, but we changed it because she's a fan of what do you call it? Aquaman.
So you're watching Aquaman.
And she's like saying I shouldn't try and like please her. Like, let's watch Beekeeper because you're excited. I'm like, you wanted to see your boo. So let's see your boo. I like this trouser, but I feel it has tendencies of tearing.
Okay.
I'm scared I sit in the wrong position.
And it rippity-rippity your hands.
Give you one the phone. Let me hear what you want.
Rippity split. Daddy, please give Prince advice on what to do and what not to do on his date.
Oh, damn, I would like this. Do you want a whole phone? Every time he eats this. The day this podcast start making money and one day we carry $10,000 and say, now your share from the podcast.
You have been talking to this girl.
Yes.
Seeing her won't be a problem.
Amen.
Wow.
Sit down, talk normally. There's nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk. We can start with a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I am Prince of Ebu.
Mm-hmm. That is giving
you the joke. Thank God. I work with whatever. I'm an editor, content editor. You can start with. That's a joke because she already knows you more than that. You start with a joke, then it blends. There's no two ways about it. You've been going on dates for God knows when.
Oh, I'll do dates.
So, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, sir. So, what don't you want me to do is the question.
What I don't want you to do is to get irritated over anything.
Okay. You know, I still getting irritated this month after that conversation we had.
How does it feel? So, Prince has put on the first pair of trousers. We're doing like a...
It feels
dress
okay.
Up.
You're
not wearing that, are you?
Is it bad, Nicole? Is it jumpy?
I think you're moving it up too much.
Because it's not on my waist now.
Okay.
30 BG is going down. You don't like it's jumpy, bro? Nicole, have an opinion.
Just fold. If you fold the bottom, you can wear your holsters.
If I fold the bottom.
Like a little bit, it look like style.
Yeah, now fold it as you give advice.
Wow.
Can't you multitask? Sonico is currently folding the bottom of my white pant trouser, which I believe might tear, but thank God say I know the interbike.
It's
done. Do you want to know they talk like that? No, like, the issue with this trouser is, I don't know, it was like the other black. We bought the same version for the black, but the under... Okay, sorry. The under has a... Oh, okay. Nico has stylist and she's complete.
I'm a stylist.
So what I'm doing is putting myself in scenarios now.
There's literally no reason for you to raise your leg that high.
Nico, explain.
Okay, so Prince is sitting down. He's trying to... So it's like what are you doing? Like a simulation. Is it a simulation of the day? So he's worn the trouser. He's trying to stretch it out.
I can't stretch it out.
He can't stretch it out too much. He has to be cautious. Yeah, so he has played pretend and he has sat down to see what he will look like when he sits down.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel?
I feel okay. Okay. He's going to sit down in a lower stance.
It feels okay. So now he has to sit down in something lower. There's absolutely no way you'll be sitting that low, but
tell her what I'm doing.
He is currently squatting. There's no chair that will be this low. What are you, an airplane?
So it's not bad. It's not bad.
Why you roll it up? I'll let you put on the shoes. So yeah,
it might look good. I will. If it's too jumpy, I can change the trousers.
We can always change it. So now option two: a pair of jeans.
A jean trouser.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get the trouser?
No, dear.
Alright, everyone is excited about the trouser.
Where did you see his excitement? You can feel it in your
spine. Look around, he nodded.
He nodded. Okay, so Prince has proceeded to go into the wardrobe to look for... What am I, a commentator?
Okay, now just talk about anxiety.
Okay.
And what I shouldn't do.
Just breathe, Prince. So everybody gets anxiety. I have anxiety. But my anxiety is channeled more towards like work. But like I have anxiety too. Right? So it's just to breathe, to calm down, go with the flow. You're not going to automatically be a new person all of a sudden. So we've established that.
Sorry. I hope the noise is not too much. I'm trying to blow out my trousers. So it will not be...
You've established
that.
Pause
your statement.
Sorry.
I'm
listening. Sorry.
I like this trouser, but it's like, I hate that it's pencil at the end a little bit.
I don't. Why? There's nothing wrong with pencil at the end.
No. Because
they're not skinny jeans.
I've been thinking of losing in it.
No.
All right, let's test the trouser because continue talking about anxiety.
So we've already established for you guys to agree to meet. There is some level of likeness.
Yes, of interest.
Of interest and stuff. So just go on that.
Mm-hmm.
And just
or day.
You don't have a masculine shout. We've right, established this. So just go on that. Go on that. Ride on that wave, and it will be all right. Be your normal, regular, funny self.
Funny,
you're hilarious now.
I try.
Yeah, ball of jokes.
Okay, that sounds like I am the joke.
Yes.
I have a new stand-up routine.
Oh, God.
And this one is, why is it that school shooters are not in Nigeria? Because guns are expensive. I saw an article of a billionaire saying that we need to legalize guns. And I was
in Nigeria?
Like, if we did legalize guns and we allowed open carry, do you know you'll be buying a gun for like 500K?
Mm-hmm. Or more.
Then you'll be selective with your bullets.
Yes.
Damn, man. I can't really shoot you because I'm saving this for something else. So, and the joke goes on with like, why do you think old movies, you don't like it again, man?
I do.
You sure?
I do. What's in it now?
I'm like, why do you think old movies used old guns in their movie?
Those ones
because only people from the war had guns remaining.
Mm-hmm.
And they were clunky. And they were weird. And they were long. Hunter guns.
Oh,
dear. It's tight, eh?
I like it. It's not tight. Please, move your hand from your pocket.
It's free because you just washed it.
It's nice. It's very nice. You look nice. I like these jeans, actually, more than the white one.
One of the white ones.
Yeah.
You know, I knew when you folded it up, you're like, oh, fuck, I don't make
that
it.
Is that, no.
Anyways.
I like this one.
All right.
So we found the jeans. We found the pants.
We obviously had the shirt years ago.
It's Prince's favorite. Prince's favorite shirt.
For 2 weeks.
He didn't wear this shirt. It's his favorite shirt. It's his pink shirt. So just
stop listen. Saying it's his pink shirt. Because I don't think he posts the pink shirt picture anymore.
Listen up, ladies.
Okay.
If you're going on a date with Prince and he shows up with any shirt that is not pink.
Mm-hmm. Actually, remember that pink shirt I had?
Yeah, exactly. It's always the pink shirt.
It's always pink shirts. Wow.
Because it does something for your complexion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I say pink shirt, it's not that he has only one pink shirt, too. He just saves all his pink shirts for dates.
I only have one pink shirt.
Oh, what happened to the other ones?
The other one is there. Don't mind, I'm just drinking.
So, pink is for dates. Basically,
so now this
it
is
works
how,
well with his complexion.
Going through routines,
yes,
on how the dates will go.
Oh my god, so you walk into the place, you see her, you smile.
No, I'm going to be there before her. She's was supposed to be there by 2, so I want to be there maybe
12.
Probably I was thinking,
and then I asked Prince that when he's coming back, that he should buy me popcorn.
Let's not talk about the politics of popcorn.
I said, buy me popcorn, I like popcorn. Do you understand?
Yes.
So get me popcorn. And then he's going on and on about every time I go and I tell him to buy popcorn, blah, blah, blah. He always has to send me money to buy him the popcorn. I was like, in my defense, I was broke.
Yeah.
I don't have money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I'm going to buy you the popcorn, but you have to give me the money for you to buy you the popcorn.
Okay. All right.
But now I'm pleading. I'm begging.
I'm doing this at a disadvantage. That means I'm owing you more.
I'm
on my knees.
Are you broke now?
No, yeah, she's not so broke, but she wants to feel like a lady.
Yeah.
So people are going through routine.
Yes.
You are the girl.
I'm the girl.
Bleep.
No, my name is Alejandro. Alejandrina.
Alejandrina. All right, so I'm inside and I'm waiting. Alejandrina messages me and says...
So I text him like, I'm here.
My heart skips a beat.
Oh, skip.
But bear in mind, I already have handkerchiefs.
Yes, of course.
Everything is all good.
Of course.
Look.
Okay, so I text you again like, oh, I'm coming up the escalator now.
So
and then you text me back like, oh, yeah, I will meet you at the foot of the elevator, of the escalator.
Because I don't want us to go to... cinema place yet.
Yeah.
I was thinking we should go and get maybe like smoothies.
Come on, smoothie.
She says she's lactose intolerant.
Of course.
So I think smoothie is nice. But do they have comfortable chairs there?
It's their stools.
Their stools.
Like high bar stools.
Because being plus size, you don't know which one
is going to break.
Stool.
Yeah, it's gonna stool it.
What we can do is go to the game side and just sit down.
Okay. But that arcade place, it has really uncomfortable tiny chairs.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Go to KFC.
Not bad.
It's comfortable.
To be honest, it feels like you've gone on dates a handful of times.
I'm very conversant with Sky Mall. Right. I shot a film there.
Alexandrina.
And that movie is currently the highest grossing movie of all bloody time. It's called A Tribe Called Judah and it's still showing. And we filmed in Sky Mall for like 2 or 3 weeks. I know the inside and the outside of the Sky Malls. Right. Uh-huh.
So, hi, Alexandrina.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Prince.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, take 2.
Hello, Alexandrina.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Prince.
The armed robbers are outside.
What?
We're probably going to the armed robbers. Take 3.
Take 3.
D1 said I should do what? Let me use D1's idea.
Crack a joke. Reintroduce
us.
Hi.
My name is Prince.
Oh my gosh, hi. I'm Alexandrina.
I think the guy you're looking for is upstairs. All right now, bye.
That's not what daddy said.
Okay, cool. Take 4.
Take 5,000. Are we going to do this all
day? Hi, Alexandrina.
Oh my gosh, hi, Prince.
Why you say, oh my gosh?
I'm surprised.
If she says, oh my gosh, it's weird.
Oh, sorry. I say, oh my gosh, a lot. So.
Hi. Hello, Alexandrina.
Hi, Prince. See how weird it is without the oh my gosh?
Oh my gosh, it's Prince.
Oh
hello,
my
Alexandrina. How you doing?
Oh my gosh. Why are you shaking my hand? Hug me, Joe.
No, I don't feel hug my
hand. I'm just saying what she would say. It's not me. I'm Alexandrina.
Alexandrina, you're my sister. Hello, Alexandrina. How you doing?
Hi, Prince.
My name is Prince. Nice to meet you.
That's cute. You're introducing yourself.
What's your name?
Why are you doing the Superman pose?
Is this Superman?
You had 2 hours in your waist.
So, I had
plans. This is take what now?
No, this is take what. I'm talking, I had plans that I would go upstairs, but I feel it's weird. So, let's hang around a little bit.
Yes.
In the building.
Don't do that hand thing you're doing.
All right, I shouldn't do that in the building. Okay. Let's hang around.
Please, just don't be awkward.
It's impossible, Nico.
No, it's not.
It's literally impossible. I am too calm.
Yeah.
I am not Prince. I am too hyped. I am doing too much.
Yeah.
I am just there. It's hard to find.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a slow burner.
So who is Prince exactly? Is Prince too calm or is Prince too much?
Hi. How you doing?
There we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh yeah.
Such an awkward pie.
I don't book my Uber. I'm going home. To be honest, I don't think we should even react.
You'll be alright.
You'll
be
see,
fine.
In life, it's all about combos.
Is it?
You hit the right combos. Dun, 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 dun. Damn right. Anyways, I don't know what time it is now. I think we've spoken about everything.
I just opened your DMs. I don't know how I got here.
I think we've spoken about everything. Spoken about. So yeah, this is the part where we pause the podcast, and the next voice you probably will be hearing is either me or Nico. Telling you how the date went. It's either it went well or it goes bad.
No, it'll go well.
But it's 2 options now. Nico, we're making a podcast. If you don't give them stakes, they are not inclined to wait.
Okay, it's either it goes well or it doesn't go well. But yeah, we are hoping,
obviously,
that it will go well.
It's going to be, oh my God. Do you know what I mean? I just like being funny.
Yeah.
It's going to be so funny if the next voice note doesn't sound that good. It's going to be so funny if it's like...
I'm like, please walk us through. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? It was just horrible.
It was bad.
He's not what I thought he was.
Do you think I should post this one this Wednesday coming? Or I should just do the other 2 we're doing?
No, we do. We'll follow our schedule.
Our schedule.
So when this is obviously, we're talking in the past.
Okay, we're talking in the past. Currently, it is 3rd of February.
Today is the 3rd of
February. So, if you are listening to this podcast on the 15th...
Of what?
Of February. Because this week, we're going to be posting one. Next week would probably be...
Another one. It's not 15th, though.
So, like, so if this something. One is 6th, the next one is... What? 11th or 12th?
Yes.
The next one is 15th.
No!
Nicole Ofwebu, check Wednesday. You know, just go to your calendar.
Which kind of wallpaper do you have?
Oh no, it's my friend. Her name is Fadi Kemi. I have to also change it because it looks weird now. I'm going to be too specific and I get to do my wallpaper.
So, right, we're posting Wednesday. That's the 7th. The next one is the 14th. Then the next one, like I said, is the 21st.
Oh, okay.
You're arguing with
so
me.
So, if you are listening to this, this episode is a month in.
Chris, why is your calendar weird?
So, there probably will have to be
why are there numbers under your calendar?
Numbers? I don't even know. I have shared... why are there numbers under my calendar? I don't know. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening. We'll
shortly.
My name is Nicole.
My name is... No, we're still doing the... We're adding. We're joining. Don't you get...
I know. Prince.
My name is Prince.
My name is Nicole.
My name is Prince.
Are you just listening to the first half of
Zero Expectations podcast?
We'll be back. Sorry, I have hiccups all of a sudden.
And you know the motto. Everybody's saying it to us. If you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here.
I told Jacob that thing. Jacob was like, wow, that's so interesting. Pause it.
Okay, well, okay. See you. Speak to you soon.
So, hi. This is Prince a month later. This podcast was scheduled for today. How did it go? It went well. Nicole is not at home anymore, so it's only me. We're supposed to do it that day, but I think she was busy that day or she went out and we just kept on postponing or procrastinating. So this is me recording this a month later. Because the episode is going out today. Thank you guys for listening. Is Prince a foolish? Yes, he's foolish. Is Prince a finished man? Maybe he is. Maybe he is. I wish this came from someone else, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. The fun fact, the person is probably listening to it now. It was nice. Okay. Thank you guys for listening, liking, subscribing, show your friends. So they would see what a finished man looks like. Okay. All right. Bye, guys. Zero. Yeah.